Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My favorite people that I have talked to over the years, and it's been, man, we're pushing 15 years. Seriously, what a blessing to be able to sit here that long and to talk to such dynamic people, from the folks on the street to the folks in the highest places in power. The ones that I respect and admire the most are the ones that we go at it, and they're cool with it. Seriously. We disagree. They get it. We're friendly. And take me out of it. I'm irrelevant. What's significant is they keep fighting the fight, man. When you're in politics today, you're just a pincushion, man. You just are. It's just so ugly and nasty. And it gets kind of lonely and isolated and blah, blah, blah. And then when you get to be my age, and I just turned 60, you start thinking, man, the window starts to close, brother. Can I open another window? Anyway, I wanted to introduce one of those folks that I've talked to, man, for a long time. And has always been honest, always been stand up. And even when we fight, he comes back and says, hey, Marty, how's it going? I love that kind of guy. Mike Torzai. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Marty, real well. Thank you.
Well, you could argue that the speaker is, I could argue and win that he's the second most powerful political leader in Pennsylvania, and maybe the most powerful conservative Republican in Pennsylvania, Mike Torzai. How long have you been in politics, Mike?
Marty, I have served in the House of Representatives for a little over 18 years.
18. What's cool about you, and you know this to be true because it's you, when anyone sees you out, and I've seen you at a bunch of events over the years, you're just hanging thing, shaking hands. It goes beyond. People don't get that. They think you're kind of this screaming, yelling conservative. It's way beyond that, isn't it?
Yes, I'm really not much of a screamer and yeller.
No.
I'm strong and firm.
Yep.
But I'm out and about. You know, I'm blessed. Lovely wife, Lydia.
Yep.
Three boys, and so we're like you, Marty. We're out and about in the community.
Yeah, man, I see you all the time. People love you.
Yeah.
So what's the deal, man? You're moving on, Mike?
Marty, you know, it's interesting. I've had an amazing journey, and I just love Pennsylvania, and I love the North Hills. I love our region. The entire state's just been a great place for families to live and work, right? And I grew up here. I'm a grandson of Hungarian and Irish immigrants. My wife's of Italian background, and it's just been an honor to represent people. But there's a time to pass on the torch, you know, to pass on the opportunity to lead to some others. And Lydia and I have talked about it a good bit. We talked about it with the boys, and I was talking about it with my son Steven, my middle boy, who's a baseball pitcher at high school.
Nice.
And in college, and
nice.
He said to me, hey, Dad, you know, the last day that I pitch, it's going to be really tough. It's going to be tough. And he goes, but there's going to be a last day that I pitch. And that's where I am, Marty. I'm coming to the end of this journey, and I feel like I've had a positive impact with a lot of teammates, interacted with great people like you and your listeners. But it's time to pass on the torch.
So when will your last day be, sir?
You know what, Marty? I'm announcing today that I'm not running for re-election. And, you know, I don't have any present place to move on. I will say this, as opportunities arise, I do hope to move into the private sector. Marty, the thing is one of the things, one of the, mindsets that I've had, when I was growing up, the steel mills were closing. We're the same age.
Absolutely. And I noticed that this morning and thought of this, yeah.
And, you know, 26% unemployment in Beaver County, where my mom was from.
Wow.
I grew up in Moon, and it was about 20% unemployment in Allegheny County.
Wow.
And my mom went back to work, Marty, as an unemployment interviewer, and trying to find, you know, people to find jobs. And it's just always had a lasting impact on me. So then I get into the legislature, and I had a career as a first as a prosecutor, and then as an attorney that represented a lot of businesses, and I just was thinking, where's the agenda like to grow the economy again? Where's the agenda to like look at manufacturing and look at energy? This was from the start.
Nice.
And so it's always been a part. Like, how do we make Pennsylvania better to expand opportunities for employers? With family sustaining jobs to start up here, locate here, expand here. And now I you know, after this many years of service, and I think we've done an amazing job on
yeah.
team. I think we have.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you and I know, because we grew up here.
We watched it, man.
It's amazing, the turnaround, and we've been a part of that. But now I'd like to get on the other side and be in the middle of that private sector economy.
Hey Mike, was it a personal thing where the traveling gets old, and I'm not trying to disrespect the office. It's so important. The time alone gets old. You don't get to watch as many baseball games as you'd like. Is that part of it, too?
Marty, you know, certainly that is always a part of it. I've never been – I'm a road warrior.
Yep.
I just get in the car and go. And you know, in the position as Speaker of the House, I travel the whole state. And and I'm in the Philadelphia region a good bit, and I get to – I'm going up to Wellsboro on Monday and Tuesday, and up in the northern tier, and I love those communities like I love the Southwest. But it after a while, you just think like there's probably others that ought to assume these responsibilities, and it's definitely a factor. I Lydia and I have actually talked about it a good bit, and Lydia's perspective amongst others was, you've contributed, you made a positive difference. But maybe it's time to just to move on and go out on in for us as a family to go out on top. I don't mean that in a hubristic way, but to just go out knowing you've done your best.
Hey, can you hang on for a minute, Mike?
Oh yeah, Marty, absolutely.
All right, Mike Torzai, I love him. And I mentioned this a couple times because it's significant in my career. It's one of these guys, when you have a brawl on the air, you call him back later and say, "We cool?" He says, "Yeah, we'll talk to you soon." Guy Reschenthaler, same way. Pennsylvania House Speaker Mike Torzai joining us. He's the most powerful conservative Republican in Harrisburg. I mean, I would put him right behind the governor. And he's moving on to private life. I think it's amazing what they do. I think it's amazing what they put up with. I think the time it takes, the effort it takes, and the abuse they take of politics has turned ugly. Mike is joining us. Hey, Mike. I'm told you're going to work for Aqua America. Is that accurate, sir?
Marty, here's the thing. I do not have any definitive offers or positions, none. The fact of the matter is I really need to make the decision not to run again.
Nice.
That's the key thing. I do think some opportunities may come down the road. I'm not intimating where.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is nobody's in a position, as long as I am where I am, to make any offer or position to me.
Right.
I can say that I have worked hand in hand with, I think, a lot of great employers who have expanded operations in Pennsylvania, United States Steel, Range Resources. You can think of EQT,
yep.
Federated Investors, PNC Bank,
Aqua America.
Yeah, it's been many good employers like Aqua and the others.
Yes.
They're great. They employ so many people and provide so many great family sustaining jobs and great products and services. And here's the thing, it's about the folks that get to work there. I remember this debate we had once on the House floor, and somebody was just like going off in their remarks on you know, corporations. And I said, when I got my turn to speak, I was majority leader at the time. I said, you know, I don't know. The last time I looked, a lot of my neighbors worked for those places, and they're the same people who are like helping out at Little League, helping out at their church or synagogue or mosque. They're the same people like collecting for the United Way or volunteering at a swim meet. How do you think we have a successful economy if you do not have a diverse set of employers? Then it spawns small business too. Like a lot of small business comes as a result of that. And I think that organic sense of how an economy works has been always in the back of my mind, always.
Mike Torzok joining us.
Policymaker.
Hey, Mike, you butt heads sometimes with Democrats and other politicians. Rich Fitzgerald, one of them, who I went to high school with, by the way.
Yes, Rich is a good man.
He is. He's a really good man. So are you. Do you get tired of that infighting kind of stuff? Is that part of your decision, sir?
Marty, no, because really, no, I can honestly say no. Because it's never personal. For me, it has never been. I don't think for Rich either, by the way.
Yeah.
Or others. You might have a different vision on a particular issue or a different perspective. You gather up your facts and you make your case. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And it's on a public policy perspective. When we were, this is going back over a decade, but Marty, you're a part of this.
Yes.
When Pittsburgh was like, you know, basically in bankruptcy, right. I mean, you know, for, I gathered up two allies, Jane Orey and Jack Wagner. We had a different perspective than Tom Murphy. And I'm telling you, Marty, today, our vision won out. We put an oversight authority on the city, and it got the city out of debt, and it turned the city around, and it freed up like sort of that central planning, and other people got into the mixes to making Pittsburgh better. It never got personal.
Hey,
ever.
Hey, I'm friends with Honorado. I see him from time to time.
Dan's one of my best friends.
Big fan. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
I miss him to this day in the game. And regardless of his salary and his success, and he's had great success outside of the politics, quite frankly, he misses the buzz, man. The buzz. You know that. That's why you're laughing. Are you going to miss the buzz?
I do, yes.
Are you going to miss the buzz, Mike?
Marty, I suspect for somebody who's run for office and has been in the, you know, the world of the public arena, you never lose your interest,
yep.
And Dan, I can honestly tell, is one of my best friends, and I think we have like a shared experience because you are right. He's in the private sector and he's been in the public sector.
Yep.
Marty, I guess there's always a part of that, but I'm not there, and I'm still Speaker of the House, and I still have responsibilities in front of me, and I still have to move an agenda forward. We have a budget coming up.
Sure.
But I do understand how, like, somebody who has been a leader and a successful participant in the political arena like Dan, how you still, you know, want to be in the dialogue, in the discussion.
But I poke at him and I make fun of him because when that paycheck comes in, he forgets about that buzz he misses, sir.
No, don't forget he's a North Catholic.
That's right.
Marty.
That's right, man. Hey, Mike, I love it because we used to fight. And it didn't matter. You're always fair and honest and open and always came back.
Well, Marty, you're the exact same way.
Yep.
And you are a warrior, man. I'm reusing that word. But you lean on many issues. And my team has you on the radio. And every now and then, Marty, they would say, you better get on there. Go call him up because he's talking about this issue or fighting about this issue. And you got to put your perspective in.
Yep.
And then I'd get on, and you were always gracious to find some time for me to chime in.
Oh, my man, we'll be talking again. You know that. Mike, congratulations, man.
Thank you, Marty. Thanks so much.
Talk
All
to you
the
again.
Best.
Class act. Class act.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.